B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Samach Vav. We're going to start from the beginning of a new perek, a new Mishnah, and the bottom of Daf Samach Hei Omud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Eilu Devorim B'Pesach, the following things in the process of preparing the Korban Pesach, Doichenes HaShabbos, they override otherwise activities that are also on Shabbos. Shchitosai, for example, Shechting the Korban, Shechita is normally Osir, it's one of the Lamates Melachas. You're allowed to Shecht the Korban Pesach if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. Uzrikas Domoy, one is allowed to also sprinkle the blood of the Korban Pesach. Umichui Krovov, and cleaning out the innards, the intestines, one's allowed to do that. It cannot wait till the following night. It will become Masriach, it will become horrible. Vaktoras chalovov, and the imurim, the fats and the parts of the animal that have to go on the mizbeach, are allowed to be put on the mizbeach on Shabbos. Aval tzliosoi, but roasting it, vadochas krovov, and washing out the insides, einon doichines haShabbos, since it's possible to do it on Motzah Shabbos on the night of Pesach, there's no reason in the world to have to override the melachos of Shabbos for it. Continues the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is now going to bring three Isurim that normally there would be Osir Midrabonon. And there's a discussion here, are they allowed to be done for the sake of Korban Pesach? That means, theoretically, they could have and should have been done before Shabbos, before the 14th of Nisan, and they didn't get done. And if we can't do them now, this person will not have a Korban Pesach. Is he allowed to transgress this Issur Derabbanan in order to do the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, or not? And they are the following. Harkavosoi, to carry the animal in Irushus HaRabim, to bring the animal to the Beis HaMikdosh, carrying in Irushus HaRabim is normally an Issur D'Oraisa. However, carrying an animal is only an Issur D'Rabbanan. As we've seen in Maseches Shabbos, Chai Noises Atzmoi, a live animal, a live being carries itself, and therefore if a person carries a live animal, it's only Osur Mid'Rabbanan. Ve'Ve'Osei Michutz L'Tchum, the same applies regarding bringing the animal from outside the Tchum, which would only be Osur Mid'Rabbanan. V'chatichas yabeltoi, and removing a wart on the animal, it's not allowed to be shechted with the wart, you're allowed to remove it. Removing it with a tool that's designated for that would be a melocha d'oraisa of goizes, of similar to shearing. However, if you remove it with your hands, with your fingers, or in some unusual manner, kelachar yad, it's only also midrabonon. Then these three, says the Tanakama, ein doichenes haShabbos. Since all of these could have and should have been done before Shabbos, they do not override Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Doichin, Rabbi Eliezer, and we've met this Rabbi Eliezer in Maseches Shabbos, in Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, that Rabbi Eliezer says that even the Machshirei Mitzvah, even those things that are used to prepare for the Mitzvah that could have been done before, in the event that they were not done before, are allowed to be done on Shabbos, they override Shabbos. And now there's going to be a discussion in the Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva regarding these three things, Isurim Derabonon, Harkavtoi, Heveosei Michutz Letchum, and Chatichas Yaveltoi, that Rabbi Akiva, like the Tanakama, say they're not Doicha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says that it is Doicha Shabbos, and they're going to have a discussion. Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is now asking Rabbi Akiva, Valoi Dinhu. There's a kal v'chomer. It's logical that you should be able to override these three Isurim d'Rabbanon. Maim shchito shehim mishum melocha. If shechting an animal, which is clearly one of the lamates melochis min haTorah, you're allowed to do on Shabbos erev Pesach, doicha es haShabbos, eilu these three shehim mishum shvus, that they're only osur mid'Rabbanon, lo yitchu es haShabbos, of course they'll be doicha Shabbos. It's a kal shekein, a kal v'chomer from shchita. Omer Lei, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, who also holds like Rabbi Akiva and like the Tanakama, he says, I'll prove you otherwise. Yom Tov Yechiach. Let's take the halachas of Yom Tov. You'll see from there that even though melachas min haTorah are mutar on Yom Tov, however melachas midrabanon are also on Yom Tov, and you don't have such a kol shekein. Yom Tov Yechiach, sheitiru boi mishum melacha, you're allowed to cook and bake, which cooking and baking is one of the lamates melachis, and you're allowed to do it, because you need to eat, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov, v'osur boi mishum shvus. However, to bring food from outside the tchum, which on Yom Tov is only an Issad Rabbanon, and you're not allowed to bring food from outside the tchum on Yom Tov, even though you need to eat on Yom Tov. So you see clearly that even though Shechita and Afia is Mutter, the Drabbanons are also, because you could have done it before Yom Tov. Omer le Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer answered back to Rabbi Yeshua, Maze Yeshua, why are you bringing me proof from the halachas of Yom Tov? Maraya Roshus, how can you bring proof from the fact that eating on Yom Tov, which is not a mitzvah, it's just a Roshus, it's something you have permission to do. You don't have to do it, and therefore you're not allowed to be over, you're not allowed to transgress those Drabbanons and bring the food from outside the Tchum. However, and le mitzvah, how can you compare that to the mitzvah over here of Korban Pesach, where doing these three things is what's allowed, what's allowing him to do the Korban Pesach, and if you don't allow him to do these three things, he will not be able to bring the Korban Pesach. How can you bring proof from Yom Tov? Hey Shev Reb Akiva v'Omar, Reb Akiva answered Reb Eliezer and said, Hazor Teichiach, I'll prove to you from Halacha that we know that even though you're allowed to do Shechita, you're not allowed to do Drabbanons. And that's from Hazor. And what is Hazor? We know that if somebody is a Tomei Mace, he's touched a dead person, he's only allowed to eat Hekdesh again when he becomes Toyer. And to become Toyer, one has to sprinkle on him from the waters with the ashes of the Pora Aduma on the third day and the seventh day. And then he can go to Mikvah, and in the night he can eat the Korbonis. And so doing Hazor is only also the Rabbanon. What Malacha is there? It looks like you're fixing a person. Fixing is something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Fixing a person, it just looks like you're fixing him, and therefore it's also midrabbanon. And what happens if you have this person that the seventh day is on Erev Pesach? If you don't sprinkle on him, he won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach. Hazor teichiach shehi mishum mitzvah. I need to do this hazor, this sprinkling, in order to allow him to bring the Korban Pesach. V'hi mishum shvus. It's only also midrabbanon ve'ena deiches haShabbos. And we know that hazor is not deiches Shabbos, so the same will apply to harkavtoi, ve'eisei chutz l'tchum, and chatichas yaveltoi, that it's also. Af ato, al tetamo. And so too, don't wonder al elu on these three, she'afal pi she'ein mishum mitzvah, even though they are for a mitzvah, indeed it's not similar to Yom Tov, ve'ein mishum shvus, and they're only also midrabbanon, lo yitchu es haShabbos, and nonetheless, they're not deiches haShabbos. Omar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer responded to Rabbi Akiva and said, "Va'oleo anidon." Well, let's discuss Hazor. On that itself, I'm going to argue with you. Umayim Shechita. In the same Kal V'chemer we saw before, if being that it's Shabbos allows us to override the Issa of Shabbos of Shechita to Shech the Korban Pesach, Umayim Shechita Shim Mishum Melocha. Doiches haShabbos, Hazor, Shehi Mishum Shvus, the Hazor, which is only Nisa Drabonon, Eino Din Shedoiches haShabbos, I, Rabbi Eliezer, hold, you can do Hazor as well for this person in order to allow him to bring the Korban Pesach. Omar le Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva suggested to Rabbi Eliezer, Oy Chiluf, maybe let's learn the other way around. Let's turn everything over on its side and say, Umaim Hazor, Shehi Shvus. The same way as Ayir Bakiva, Rabbi Akiva took it for granted that Hazor you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, on Erev Pesach. Umayim Hazor, shehi mishum shvus, eino doiches haShabbos. Since it's clear to me, Rabbi Akiva, that you're not allowed to do Hazor, even though it's only midrabbanon, it doesn't override Shabbos. Shechita shehi mishum melocha, eino din sheloi titches haShabbos. We'll learn a Kal V'chomer from there to say that you're not even allowed to do Shechitas haPesach on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Akiva, you've gone a bit too far. You can't shech the Korban Pesach. It's we learn out from Psukim that you can shech the Korban Pesach. Who's going to argue with that? Akiva, okarto mashakosu b'Torah. You've uprooted what it says in the Torah, b'moy adoy, that you bring the Korban Pesach in its time, bein b'choil, bein b'Shabbos. That irrespective of whether it's weekday or Shabbos, you shech the Korban Pesach. So Omaloi, so Rabbi Akiva said back to Rabbi Eliezer, Rebbe my Rebbe, there's a fundamental difference between Shechita and all the things we're discussing. Shechita must be done today. Hazor needs to be done today. Hazar is nothing to do with the 14th of Nisan. Whenever it's the 14th, whenever it's the 7th and the 3rd and the 7th day, that's when he'll get sprinkled on. And so too, Harkavtoi have also chos l'tchum and chatichas yaveltoi. It needs to be done today? No, it should have been done before Shabbos. Only something that must be done today, that the Torah says you have to do today, that's what is doicha Shabbos. Anything you don't have to do today, you're not allowed to do. Klal omer Rabbi Akiva, and the rule, says Rabbi Akiva, is kol melocha. Any melach, any activity, even if it's also just midrabbonon, she'ef shel asoisim erev Shabbos, that it's possible theoretically to do it before Shabbos, ein adeiches haShabbos, it does not override Shabbos. Shchita, however, shechting the Korban Pesach, she'ef shel asoisim erev Shabbos, you cannot do it on the 13th of Nisan, it must be done on the 14th of Nisan. And if 14th of Nisan is Shabbos, it must be done today on Shabbos. Deiches haShabbos, and therefore it overrides Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Halacha zu, this very halacha that we've taken for granted, that one is allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, nis'alma mibnei Baseira. Bnei Baseira were a family of leaders of the Sanhedrin. They were Nasiim, Rashi says. And from these Bnei Baseira, from this family, it was forgotten from them. They didn't remember whether you're allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Pam achas, there was an incident where the 13th of Nisan was a Friday, 14th of Nisan was Shabbos, Pesach was on Matzah Shabbos, and in such a year, on the 13th of Nisan, in a year that Chol, Pamachas, in a year that Chol Arba'os Olyeis B'Shabbos, when the 14th was on Shabbos, Shachachu, and on Friday, they had this question that they had forgotten, V'lo Yodu in Pesach Do'iches HaShabbos, they didn't know if the next day, Shabbos, they were going to Shech the Korban Pesach, Imlav or not. Omru, so the Bnei Baseira said, Klum yesh odom, is there any person, sheyodea, who knows in Pesach doiches haShabbos imlav, if the Korban Pesach overrides, the Shechita overrides Shabbos? Omru lohem, so they said to the Bnei Baseira, odom echod yesh she'olom mibovel. There's one person who came up from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, v'hilel abavli shemoy, and this was Hillel. After he came up to Eretz Yisrael, he was Meshamash, he served the Gedoyle Adoyer from the generation before, and they were Shemaya Vavtalyoin. And he will surely know, in Pesach Doiches HaShabbos Imlav, if Pesach, Shchitas HaPesach is Doiches Shabbos, or not. Sholchu, they called Vekoruloi, they sent a message to Hillel Abavli, and they called him Omruloi, they asked Hillel, Kluma to Yudea, do you know, Im HaPesach Doiches HaShabbos Imlav, does Shchitas HaPesach override Shabbos or not? Omar Lemi said to them, V'chi Pesach Echod Yeshlonu B'shono, Shedoiches HaShabbos, is this like the only korban that you're asking that would have to override Shabbos? Haloi harbe yoisa mimotayim, Psochim Yeshlonu B'shono, we have over 200, many more than 200 similar types of korbonis, which we know override Shabbos. The korban tomid of every Shabbos, the korban musafin of every Shabbos, the korban musafin of Yom Tov when it falls on Shabbos. And all of those, we know that it overrides Shabbos. Shadoichen es haShabbos. And we'll soon see where we know that from. But we know that. Omruloi. So they asked Hillel Abavli, Menayin lecho, how do you know that you can compare the Korban Pesach to the Korban Tomid? Omer lehem, so Hillel Abavli said to the Bnei Baseira, Ne'emar Moyadoi bePesach, we have a Gzeiras Shava. And we have the word Moyadoi by Korban Pesach. The Pasuk says, V'yasu Bnei Yisrael es haPosach b'Moyadoi. V'ne'emar, and also says regarding the Korban Tomid, b'Moyadoi, Ne'emar Moyadoi b'Tomid, Tzavos Bnei Yisrael v'amarta lehem es korban ilach mid ishai reach nichoyach tishmu lakriv li b'moyadoi. Ma moyadoi ha'omur b'tomid, in the same way as moyadoi that it says by the korban tomid, doiches haShabbos, as we'll see later in the Gemara, it overrides Shabbos. Af moyadoi ha'omur b'pesach, so too the word moyadoi that it says by korban pesach, doiches haShabbos overrides Shabbos. And besides for that gzeiros shova, moyadoi moyadoi, which I, Hillel Abavli, received from my Rebbes, I can even give you my own logic. Even without what I learned from my Rebbes, It's logical. Ma tomid, in the case of korban tomid, she'ein enoish korus, that if you don't bring the korban tomid, you're not punishable by korus, and nonetheless, doiches ha-shabbos, it overrides Shabbos. Pesach, the korban pesach, she'ein enoish korus, that if you don't bring the korban pesach, it's punishable by korus. Ein adin she'doiches ha-shabbos, of course it's going to override Shabbos. Miyad, immediately hoishivuhu b'roish. They anointed him, they placed Hillel HaBavli to be their leader, to be the Nossi. Uminuhu Nossi Aleim, they appointed him to be the Nossi, the leader of them. V'hoya Doirish, and as all the Nasiim would do, they would darshan, they would speak about the Halachas, and he was Doirish Kol Hayom Kulei b'Erev b'Hilchos HaPesach. Let's remember, this was the day before Erev Pesach. It was the opportune time to speak to the people about Hilchos Pesach, and all day he was engaged teaching Hilchos Pesach. Hizkel, at some point, Hizkel mekanteron bedvorim. He said things to them that made them feel a little bit bad. He was harassing them. Obviously, we're talking here about great and holy people. They were not harassing each other just like that. But he said something to them that was a little bit beyond what was expected of somebody like him. Omar lehem, and he said to them, "Mi goram lochem she'ele mi bovel ve'ei enosi aleichem." I suddenly had this urge to come from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, possibly to serve Shemaya v'Avtalion, possibly after he finished serving Shemaya v'Avtalion in Eretz Yisrael, he went back to Bovel and suddenly had this urge to come back to Eretz Yisrael. And I was wondering, why did I have this urge to come back to Eretz Yisrael suddenly? And so he said to them, "Do you know what caused me to have why Hashem put in my mind to come back to Eretz Yisrael? Atzlus shoyse b'chem, it was because of your laziness. Shelo shimashtem shnei gedolei ador, Shemaya v'Avtalion. Because you did not utilize the two gedolei ador to serve them, Shemaya and Avtalion. You were too lazy. Had you served them, you would have known this halacha. Now that you didn't know this halacha, Hashem made me come here." Omruloi. So they said to Hillel, "Rebbe, our master, we have another question to ask you. Shochach v'lo hevi sakin me'erev Shabbos. Today is Erev Shabbos. Tomorrow is Shabbos the 14th of Nisan. What happens if somebody today, Erev Shabbos, forgets to bring his knife that he's going to shech the Korban Pesach to the Beis HaMikdosh? And now, how's he going to bring it there? He's got to bring it in a Rishus HaRabim. Tomorrow is Shabbos. What should he do? Mahu, what should he do? Omar lehen." So he said to them, "Halacha zu shamati, I've actually heard what the ruling is. V'shochachti, but I forgot what the ruling was. Elohanach lem liyishol, just leave it to Klal Yisrael. Im ein neviim heim, if they are not prophets themselves, b'nei neviim heim, they're the sons of prophets. Lemochor, tomorrow it will be Shabbos, and inevitably there's going to be somebody who's going to forget his knife. Let's just watch and see what they do. And whatever they do, there's going to be a form of prophecy. I'm sure they'll do the right thing." Lemochar, what happened the next day? It was the Erev Pesach, it was the 14th of Nisan, it was Shabbos. Misha Pischoy Tleh, somebody forgot his knife, and the Korban Pesach he was bringing was a sheep, and a sheep has lots of wool. Toichvoy Batsamroy, they stuck the knife in between the wool of the animal. Rashi says there's no issue here of Shvisas Behemtoy, a requirement to make sure that your animal rests on Shabbos, because it's an unusual type of activity for animals to do, to carry knives in their wool. And that's how they would bring the knife. Misha Pischigdi, somebody who chose to use a kid as a Korban Pesach and it doesn't have wool. Tochvei Ben Karnov, they stuck it between the horns of the kid. Ra'omaisa, Hillel saw what these people were doing. Vinizka Alocha, he remembered that indeed that was the Alocha that he'd received from his Rebbes. That was the right thing to do in this case. V'omar, and he said, "Kach mekublani mipi Shemaya v'Avtalion." Indeed, this is what I received as a halacha from my rebbes Shemaya and Avtalion. Omar mar, says the Gemara, "Ne'mar mu'adei bePesach v'ne'mar mu'adei bTomid." We'll remember before Hillel told the Bnei Beseira that of course Shchitas haPesach is doicha Shabbos, because it says mu'adei by Pesach, it says mu'adei by Tomid. And here the Gemara is asking, how do you know that the Korban Tomid itself is Doicha Shabbos? Ilema, are you going to say it's by virtue, mishum dechsiv bei b'moyadoi, virtue of the fact that it says the word moyadoi shech the korban tomid in its time, including Shabbos, that can't be the source, because if so, I don't need to learn Pesach from Shabbos. It says Pesach b'moyadoi, you should have just said, it says b'moyadoi, and b'moyadoi includes Shabbos. So it's clearly the word moyadoi wasn't sufficient. If you had to learn it from Shabbos, there must be an independent source from the korban tomid on Shabbos that will teach us that it's doicha Shabbos. Because ilayim mishum d'chsiv bei b'moyadoi, Pesach nami yoksiv bei b'moyadoi, ela moyadoi leimashmalei. It didn't seem that the word moyadoi tells us that you're doicha Shabbos. Hochanami, ela moyadoi leimashmalei, hochanami moyadoi leimashmalei. In the same way as that as by Tomid, the word moyadoi doesn't teach us that it's doicha Shabbos, so too by Pesach. Ela omakro, we learn it from a different pasuk, and it's actually explicit in the pasuk. The pasuk says, Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, you bring a special korban oila on Shabbos, al oilas ha-tomid, on top of, besides for the korban tomid, v'nisko and the nesochim that were brought on Shabbos. See, al oilas ha-tomid, mechlal oila de tomid kriva b'Shabbos. So you see clearly in the pasuk that the korban tomid on Shabbos was brought on Shabbos and overrode Shabbos. And then, b'moyadoi says that the same halacha applies to the korban Pesach. Omar Mar. Now we're going back to the next thing that Hillel told to the Bnei Baseira. Besides for the Pasuk, the Gzera Shava, he also told the Mekal Vachoyme that if Tomid, even without B'moyadoi B'moyadoi, the very virtue of the fact that Tomid is less stringent, the punishment for not bringing Tomid is not Koros, we can learn a Kal Vachoyme to Pesach. Va'oid kal v'chayme, u'ma tomid she'ein enoish koros, doiches ha-shabbos, Pesach she'enoish koros, eino din she'doiches ha-shabbos. Asks the Gemara, what type of kal v'chayme is this? Ikel mifroch, I can refute that kal v'chayme. Why? Because I can say that the reason that the korban tomid is doiches ha-shabbos is because it has other stringencies and other factors that korban Pesach doesn't have, and they would be reason that it's also doiches ha-shabbos. And then Pesach, even though there's a certain stringency with Pesach regarding the punishment of Koros for not bringing it, but it doesn't have these stringencies or doesn't have these properties of Tomid. Mala Tomid Shekein Todir. Number one, the Korban Tomid is brought every single day. Well, that's a reason not to interrupt and to bring on Shabbos as well. Pesach, you bring it just once a year. Maybe it doesn't override Shabbos. And also V'kolil, the Korban Tomid is a Korban Oila that in its entirety goes on the Mizbeach. Korban Pesach doesn't go entirely on the Mizbeach. A few of the Emorim, the Chelev and the Emorim, go on the Mizbeach. The dam is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, but the Korban is eaten by the people. So how can you say there's a Kal V'Chomer? So answers the Gemara, Kal V'Chomer Omalu Bereisha. Even though before we saw that he first told them the Gzeira Shova, B'moyadoi, B'moyadoi, and then he said V'oid Kal V'Chomer. Really what happened was he first told them the Kal V'Chomer. Uparchua, and then the Bnei Baseira answered back to Hillel, how have you got a Kal V'Chomer? We can refute the Kal V'Chomer as we just did. V'hodor omalu Gzeira Shova, and afterwards he told them the Gzeira Shova, that he said, you're right, the Kal V'Chomer is refuted, but I have b'moyadoi b'moyadoi to teach us the halacha that Pesach is doicha Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, that we know that a Kal V'Chomer you can make on your own. A Gzeira Shova you can't make on your own. You have to have received it as a tradition from your Rebbe, who received it from his Rebbe all the way up to Moshe Rabbeinu, that these two words are there to teach us this halacha and not a different halacha. So he's saying that if you knew this Gzeira Shova from your Rebbe, since you received from your Rebbe's this Gzeira Shova, Kal V'Chomer Lomali, why did Hillel start with saying a Kal V'Chomer on his own? Elo, says the Gemara, it went as follows. Ledithu ka'omer luhu. He actually responded to them, to the Bnei Baseira. And he's told the Bnei Baseira, Bishleim Gzeira Shova loy gomritu. I understand you didn't, and he commented on this before, you didn't serve Shemaya v'Avtalion, you didn't receive this halacha, this tradition, that B'moyadoi tells us that Shechitas HaPesach is Doicha Shabbos. Okay, you didn't learn it from your Rebbe, as I understand, you didn't know that halacha. Dein Adam Don, Gzeira Shova Me'atzmo, you cannot make a Gzeira Shova on your own. Elo Kal V'Chomer, but the Kal V'Chomer, the Adam Don Me'atzmo, Iboi Elochu Le'Meidon, why didn't you at least come up with a Kal V'Chomer? It's logical, it makes sense. Omrulei, they answered him, Kal V'Chomer Preichu, the reason we didn't say the Kal V'Chomer is because indeed the Kal V'Chomer can be refuted. Continues the Gemara. that going back to the incident with Hillel and Bnei Basera, Omar Mar, we saw before that Lemachor, the following day on the 14th of Nisan, which was Shabbos, Misha Pischoi Tleh Toich V'Loi B'Tzamroi Kudi Toich V'Loi Bein Karanov, that they would put the knives, those that forgot to bring the knives, would put the knives in the wool or between the horns of the animals. Asks the Gemara, V'oka Ovid Avoida B'Kolchim, these animals have been designated to be korbonois. You're allowed to work with animals of Kolchim? It's Asa. We learn out from Bechayr, it's Xeris HaKosov. Answers the Gemara, Kehillel, they followed another halacha we know from Hillel himself. The Tanya we learned in a brisa, Omru lov al Hillel, they said about Hillel that miyomov in all his days loy mo'al odom bo'ilosei. Nobody ever betrayed the kedusha of a korban oila. How can that be? What did they do? Elo mevia chulin azara. They would bring the animal to the azara, to the Beis Hamikdash, whilst it was still in its chulin state before making it hegdash. Umakdisha, and they would make it hegdash, and immediately afterwards, v'soymech yodei aleihu, they would do smicha, they would lean on the animal, which was part of the process of bringing the korban, v'sheichto, and immediately afterwards, they would shech the korban pesach. There was no time between when they made it hegdash and when they shechted it, to be able to be moil, to betray the kedusha, and to have anah from the animal. And the same applies here with Korban Pesach. You asked the question, Hoka'ovid avoida b'kolchim? No, they followed Hillel. Hillel said, bring your animals to the Beis Hamikdash in a chulin state. It's not yet hektish. If it's not hektish, you can use them. Only when you're about to shech the animal, that's when you should make it hektish. Continues the Gemara. Pesach b'Shabbos heicha motzi makdishlei. The Gemara says, okay, so you're telling me it's now the 14th of Nisan, and we're bringing our animals into the Beis HaMikdash, it's Shabbos, and because we're talking about that, it's Shabbos. That's why they had to bring their knives in this peculiar way. And they're only going to make the animals hektish in the Beis HaMikdash. That means that when are they actually making this transaction, so to speak, when are they making hektish? On Shabbos. You're allowed to make something hektish on Shabbos, but none. We learned in the Mishnah, in Beitza, Ein Magdishin, Ve'in Ma'arichin, Ve'in Machrimin, Ve'in Magbiin, Trumo, Maisrus, anything that looks similar to a transaction, you're not allowed to do, or to a change of ownership, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, for different reasons. You might come to write, and it's other sugyas in Shas, but you're not allowed to make something hektish. Making something hektish is similar to changing ownership, and is similar to a sale, or transaction, similar to ma'arichin, machrimin, and taking trumas and maestras, which are other sugyas in kochim. You're not allowed to do these things on Shabbos. How can you make your animal hektish on Shabbos? Kol eilu b'yom tov omru, kal v'chayme b'Shabbos. Not only on Shabbos you're not allowed to do it, even on Yom Tov, which everything is more lenient on Yom Tov. Transgressing on Yom Tov is not punishable by Misa and Koros. But even on Shabbos, not only on Shabbos, even on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do these things. How could you be makdish your behemoth on Shabbos? Answers the Gemara, Hanim mili b'chayves she'ein kavu alem zman. All those things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, to make hektish, chumas and maestras, erichin and charomim, which we'll learn about in Shas later on, then all those things, they are not defined by a particular time. They don't have to be done here and now. Don't do it on Shabbos. Do it before Shabbos, do it after Shabbos. Aval b'chayves she'kavu alem zman. But those requirements, like Korban Pesach, that you have to do right now, you have to bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, and we know that since you have to bring it now, it even overrides the Shechita. You're even allowed to do Shechita, which is an Av Melacha on Shabbos, in order to bring the animal. Then Magdishin, if you're allowed to do Shechita, of course you're also allowed to make the animal Hektish. D'omer Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, Magdish Odom es Pischei b'Shabbos, since you shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, you're allowed to even make the Korban Pesach Hektish on Shabbos, the Chagigosi b'Yontiv, the Korban Chagiga that's brought on Yom Tov, not if it falls on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov there's a requirement to bring a Korban Chagiga, and since you're allowed to shech the Korban Chagiga on Yom Tov, you're allowed to make the Korban Chagiga Hektish on Yom Tov. And that's why there was no issue here of being Magdish the behemoth. Ask the Gemara, V'haloi mechamir. There's an issa of mechamir, which means you're not allowed to do a melocha, a type of melocha that's normally done together with your animal, that you're putting something, a load, on your animal, and then you're leading the animal. You're not allowed to do that. It's one of the melochas. So the question is, how could you over here bring the knife, by putting it on your animal, but you're carrying the knife together with your animal as an isav machamer achar behemtoi. Answers the Gemara, machamer kelachayad. Since it's not a normal way of an animal carrying a load by putting a knife between its horns or between its wool, therefore it's done in an unusual manner. Since it's an unusual manner, it's not also min ha-Torah. Asks the Gemara, machamer kelachayad. It's true that you're doing it in an unusual manner. Nehi nami. So too, nehida isur deraisa leka isur medrabonon mioika. We know you're not allowed to do any of the melachas, even kelachayad, even in an unusual manner. So how could they be allowed to do this? Says the Gemara, hainu de kaboi mine. That was exactly the question that was asked of Hillel. It was asked of Hillel, not what should we do? We forgot to bring our knives. The question was, we know that we can bring our knives by putting it onto the animal in an unusual way, which is unusual. The question is, since it's klachariyat and it's also midrabonon, are you allowed to do this isa midrabonon in order to bring the knife for the Korban Pesach? That was the question. Dovash yeshle heter min ha-Torah, something that min ha-Torah is mutter, for example, carrying in an unusual way. V'dvar shus oimid lefonov la'akroi. And the isa derabonon of doing something, even kelachayad, stands in the way of that heter min ha-Torah. And here, especially when it's a very weak type of shvus, other shvus are more common. The type of shvus, the type of isa derabonon, which is just kelachayad, which is an unusual way of doing things, is a very unusual type of derabonon. And since it's so unusual, maybe b'mokim mitzvah, in order to do a mitzvah, my, what's the halacha? Maybe it will override the issa derabonon and you're allowed to do it. And it was on that that Hillel Bavli said to Bnei Baseira, Omer lehen, halacha zu shomati v'shachachti. I heard this halacha, but I'd forgotten. Leave it to Yisrael, and that's what the Brisa says. Indeed, the next day they said, you are allowed to bring the knives this way. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Yehud Omar Rav. It was said in the name of Rav, Kolam Yisroel, anyone who is haughty, Im Chochem, who if he was a wise man, Chochmosim Yistalekes Mimenu, his wisdom gets taken away from him. Im Novi, who if he was a prophet, Nevoosim Yistalekes Mimenu, his prophecy gets removed from him. Im Chochem, who Chochmosim Yistalekes Mimenu, Mehilil, where do we know that a wise person loses his wisdom when he's haughty? We learn that from our previously mentioned incident with Hillel HaBavli. The Omar Mar, because it was taught that Hischil Mekantron Bedvorim, he started to harass them with his words, where he told them they were lazy for not serving Shmaya Vavtalyon. Uko Omar Lu, and then immediately afterwards they asked him a halacha, and he said, Halacha zu shomati wa shokhachti. I had heard this halacha and forgotten the halacha. You know why he forgot the halacha? Because of the way he spoke to Bnei Baseira. Ve'im novi unevuosim istalekes mimenu. Where do we know that a prophet loses the prophecy if they're haughty? We know that from Dvoira hanoviyah. Midvoira, that after the defeat of Sisra, Dvoira said a shira, and in her shira, d'chsiv, she said, Chodlu perozoin, that people ceased to dwell in open cities. B'Yisrael chodlu, amongst Klal Yisrael, they ceased to live like that. Why? Because they were afraid of the war. Ad shekamti Dvoira, until I, Dvoira, arose, shekamti aim b'Yisrael, that a mother rose in Klal Yisrael, as if I was the savior. And this was said on the backdrop of two great people that had been in the leadership before her, and that was Shamgar ben Anos and Ya'el. So to speak, they couldn't manage to bring peace and keep Klal Yisrael safe. Till I, Dvoira, came, and now in my merit, so to speak, she lauded herself as if she was responsible and for this achievement. That was a certain level of haughtiness. Again, we're talking about very great people here, and we cannot compare ourselves to them. But on their high level that was expected of them, there was a subtlety here where there was a little bit more haughtiness than was expected of her. Uchsiven, it says after that, Uri, Uri, Dvoira, awaken, awaken, Dvoira, Uri, Uri, Dabri, Shir, speak song. That means that immediately after she said what she said, at Shakamti Dvoira, she lost her prophecy. And she had to ask again, specially, to reawaken, so to speak. Her prophecy had become silenced due to her haughtiness. Rish Lakish Omar. Rish Lakish says, Kol Adam Shekoyes, anyone who gets angry, Im Chacham Hu Chachmasim Istalekes Mimenu. If he's a wise person, his wisdom will be removed from him. Im Novi Hu Nevuasim Istalekes Mimenu. If he's a prophet, his prophecy will get removed from him. Im Chacham Hu Chachmasim Istalekes Mimenu. Where do we learn that from? Moshe, we learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, if not for the fact that it's in a Gemara, we wouldn't even be allowed to entertain these thoughts. But the Gemara is teaching us these things in the way the Psukim narrated what was going on there to teach us how careful we have to be with being angry, but not to chas v'shalom compare our own bad traits of anger to Moshe Rabbeinu. Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, says, Vayiktzeif Moshe, Moshe got angry, al pkudei achayil, on the commanders of the army, sorry, alofim, sorry, ameis, etc. Uchsiv, and it says it afterwards in the Pasuk, Vayomer Elozar HaKoyen, el anshe atzova, haboim lemelchama. Elazar HaKohen said to the people in the army that come to the war, Zois chukas ha-Torah she-tziva Hashem es Moshe, the following are the laws that Hashem has given Moshe. Why was Eliezer representing Moshe? Why didn't Moshe say it himself? Michlal, we can deduce from there, to Moshe i-alimineh, that these halachas were hidden temporarily from Moshe because he had gotten annoyed. Im Noviu Nevuasim Istalekes Mimenu. From where do we know that if somebody gets angry, a prophet that gets angry loses his prophecy? We learn that out from Elisha. Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk that Elisha said to Yehoram HaMelech, to Yehoram who was the Melech, he said, and he was the Melech in Yisrael, and who had done, there was a good reason for Elisha not to be happy with his general behavior. But he said to him, see what happened there, the Yehoram HaMelech, he joined up together with the Melech Yisrael, Yehoshaphat, the Melech of Yisrael, and with the king of Edom, in order to wage war with Moav. 3 days later, they were out in the desert, they had nothing to drink, and they came to Elisha that he should help them. At this point, he turned to Yehoram HaMelech, and he said to him in anger, Lule pnei Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda ani noisef, not for the fact that I esteem Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda, who you've grouped up with, im abit elecha, do you think I wouldn't even gaze at you, vim erecha, and I wouldn't even look at you. Uchsiv, afterwards it says that Elisha, he lost his prophecy. He had to say, v'ato kchuli menagin, he said, bring me a musician to calm me down from my anger. Only after the musician played the music and his anger ceased, then Vatiolov Yad Hashem, then the hand of Hashem was back with him, he got his prophecy back. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rabmani Bar Patish, Rabmani Bar Patish said, Kol Shekoyes, anyone who gets angry, Afilu Poiskin Olov Gedula Min Hashemayim, even though greatness was slated for him, he was going to get greatness from Shemayim, Meridinoi, so we remove that from him. Minolon, where do we see this from? Me Eliyov, one of the older brothers of David HaMelech, who's called Eliyov. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayishma Eliyov, Ochiv HaGodol B'dabru El Anoshim, that he'd heard that David HaMelech had come down to the war, to the battlefield. Vayichar Af Eliyov, and Eliyov was burning with anger, but David against David HaMelech, his younger brother, Vayomer, and he said, Lomo ze yoradato, why have you come down here to the battlefield? Valmino tashto ma'at ha-tzoyna heinu ba-midbo, and on who have you forsaken those few sheep that in the wilderness? Ani yodati ze dinecho v'sreel v'avecho, I know your willfulness and your evil in your heart. Ki leman ro'ois ha-melchoma yoradato, you came to observe the war. So Eliyov had an angry nature. When Shmuel came to anoint the brothers, even though when Shmuel came it was before this incident, and the Mefarshim discussed that here, but when Shmuel came to anoint one of the sons of Yishai, one of the siblings in that family, he knew it was one of the sons of Yishai, he didn't know which one Hashem wanted to anoint for them. Then Bekul Huksiv and all the other brothers, and all the other six brothers, or five of the six brothers that were not deserving of being the king, it says, Loi beze bochar Hashem. Hashem didn't choose this one, as if Hashem never intended that this son of Yishai should be the king, the next king. Ube Eliyov, however, regarding Eliyov, it says in the Pasuk, Siv, it doesn't say, Loi beze bochar Hashem. It says, Vayomer Hashem el Shmuel, Al tabit el mareu. Don't look at his appearance. Vel goivak, vel gva, and the height of his stature. Kima astihu, because I've been disgusted by him, says Hashem. Michlal, you see from here, dahava rochimle, that Hashem had loved him and wanted him to be the king. He was going to be the king. Ato idna, until this point. But when it became clear that he had the traits of anger, Hashem's, it was only going to come out later when he got angry at David. But when Hashem, so to speak, saw that he had the traits of anger, Hashem said, you're not appropriate to be the next king. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here, the next Gemara.